So my question is going to be kind of similar. It's an editing question as well. I was amazed at how much there are so frequent of cuts and how much we do get these reflective moments and just little snippets of a cut to them as children and then back to the scene. And Michael, I'd love to know how important was working with editors that you know and that you've worked with before and felt comfortable with doing that much editing, but also knowing when to hold a scene. I think everyone who watches is going to love, for instance, the eulogy at the end where the little girl opens the urn and holding on that scene. Can you talk about the importance of when to hold on a scene and when to, that you needed that cut to kind of get the audience to clue into some of just the subtleties of how much this family's been through? I loved it. I was amazed by how much editing was in the film.
Thanks. Yeah, it's on the surface a pretty simple little story, but because of the fluidity between past and present, and in some ways in the future, there was a language where I didn't want to use a lot of transition shots, where I wanted it to feel like you could go to these places and not be sort of guided to them. It was almost sensory rather than, okay, here's a flashback. And in editing, it's a rhythm thing. It's there's no right answer. It's so interesting because, you know, there's a great book, Walter Murch and Michael Ondaatje, and Connor, I don't know if you probably read it. It's just like, and this idea that what is the right point for a cut? And unfortunately, I worked with these two editors. We had two editors. One had a young child, and so she wanted to split it. And it was actually great to have two editors because we then had three voices in there and sort of problem solving with another voice, and everybody's so deeply invested in the film. But it's an alchemy. I mean, you cannot sort of say, okay, here's where the cut should be. What we did was we put everything sort of through an intellectual ringer first to go, okay, why is it singing? What is it doing? Do we need every line? Is it the right place? And then you go, okay, how long should the hug be between Allison, or Allison's character, Yoli, and Nora when she's leaving for the airport? That took like 2 hours to go, okay, the original cut, I think, was like 17 seconds. I'm like, okay, people are walking into the theater at this point. And then you're like, is it too short? So it's this idea of, you sort of know in your bones if it's right, and then you move on, but it's not a prescriptive or even a thing that you can really articulate. It's just, and it obviously, it changes as the cuts evolve. And then you go, oh, okay, like when you see it in different, we did a couple of screenings in bigger, like you're in the small room on an avid looking at it, and then you go to a big theater and you go, oh, you think you're done, like we're going to be done after this screening, and then 8 weeks later, you're like, oh my God, I'm amazed at how much more we've refined it and changed it and made it to the better. And so you see it in a different venue, and you're like, oh, okay, it's some things that you thought were locked in and great, they're clearly need help with. And we all saw it, the two editors and I.
Okay, we'll have